There is much to report today from Indonesia. That's where an earthquake over the weekend killed more than 5,000 people and where 6 new cases of bird flu in humans have been confirmed. In neighboring East Timor, the capital Dili was the scene of more fighting and looting today, despite the presence of Australian-led peacekeepers. Joining us now to help sort out these developments is NPR's Michael Sullivan, who is in Jakarta. And Michael, let's start with the earthquake. How's the relief effort going?
It's going better, I think, but it depends on who you talk to, too. I mean, provincial authorities and foreign aid officials say things are getting better. Fewer injured coming to the hospitals, more medical help arriving to treat the ones already there. Airport now open again, aid coming in and out that way and by road. But the hospitals are just still hopelessly overcrowded. And the worst hit area south of Yogyakarta and many towns and villages down there, people are still complaining help has been very slow to arrive, not officially anyway. Now, to be fair, some of that's just logistics. I mean, the roads are narrow down there. They're clogged with traffic, and it makes it harder to get the help there to those who need it. But what they really need now, I think, is better shelter down there. It rained again for a long time last night, and that's 2 out of the last 3 nights. And they need more than this. And more is coming. It's in the pipeline, but it's still not all there.
And I suppose as people make these relief efforts, they can't forget that they're in the shadow of a volcano.
Absolutely. And even before the earthquake, Steve, the authorities had evacuated several thousand people from the slopes of the volcano because the volcanologists were telling them that an eruption was likely. So they have to keep a close watch on that as well.
Now, we mentioned bird flu. 6 new cases where you are in humans. How serious is it?
Yeah, well, in a statement released yesterday, the WHO said the Indonesian government has confirmed 6 cases, like you said, and that 3 of those people have died. And that's on top of the cluster we heard about last week in Sumatra, where 7 people from the same extended family died after being infected. So the newly confirmed cases do not appear to be related to that cluster at all. They're from all over the country. And for the moment, all seem to be linked to exposure to poultry, even though 2 of the deaths, a brother and sister, they died. The WHO does say that the investigation into their death suggests they didn't get it from each other, but from sick poultry. So for the moment, no human-to-human transmission proven in any of these new cases, but obviously some cause for concern.
Headlines, the front pages of the newspapers in Indonesia must be pretty scary today. Let's talk about one other thing before you go, Michael. East Timor used to be part of Indonesia. Now it's independent, has been for 7 years, and facing the worst crisis of those 7 years.
Yes, and that's what the Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, said yesterday. He says the violence that's going on now seems to be even worse than that occurred when the Indonesians left and the violence of the Indonesian-backed militias back in 1999. It's really hard to tell what's going on there. Who's behind it? You know, who started it? I know that about half the army was sacked back in March, and that seems to have prompted some of the violence, and it's been deteriorating there since then. But many people thought that the arrival of the Australians this time around would quell the violence. It hasn't. And for the past few days, you know, there have been gangs roaming the streets of Dili, burning and looting. And the Australians have been trying to disarm them, taking away their machetes and their knives and things. But, you know, it's unclear where they're from, who controls them, all of this.
Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Michael Sullivan reporting for us from Jakarta, Indonesia.